Job, chapter 1. Many years ago, a man named Job lived in the land of Uz. He was a truly good person who respected God and refused to do evil. Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 pair of oxen, 500 donkeys, and a large number of servants. He was the richest person in the East. Job's sons took turns having feasts in their homes, and they always invited their 3 sisters to join in the eating and drinking. After each feast, Job would send for his children and perform a ceremony as a way of asking God to forgive them of any wrongs they may have done. He would get up early the next morning and offer a sacrifice for each of them, just in case they had sinned or silently cursed God. One day, when the angels had gathered around the Lord, and Satan was there with them, the Lord asked,
"Satan, where have you been?"
Satan replied,
"I have been going all over the earth."
Then the Lord asked,
"What do you think of my servant Job? No one on earth is like him. He is a truly good person who respects me and refuses to do evil."
"Why shouldn't he respect you?"
Satan remarked.
"You are like a wall, protecting not only him, but his entire family and all his property. You make him successful in whatever he does, and his flocks and herds are everywhere. Try taking away everything he owns, and he will curse you to your face."
The Lord replied,
"All right, Satan. Do what you want with anything that belongs to him, but don't harm Job."
Then Satan left. Job's sons and daughters were having a feast in the home of his oldest son, when someone rushed up to Job and said,
"While your servants were plowing with your oxen and your donkeys were nearby eating grass, a gang of Sabaeans attacked and stole the oxen and donkeys. Your other servants were killed, and I was the only one who escaped to tell you."
That servant was still speaking when a second one came running up and saying,
"God sent down a fire that killed your sheep and your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you."
Before that servant finished speaking, a third one raced up and said,
3 gangs of Chaldeans attacked and stole your camels. All of your other servants were killed, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you."
That servant was still speaking when a fourth one dashed up and said,
"Your children were having a feast and drinking wine at the home of your eldest son, when suddenly a windstorm from the desert blew the house down, crushing all of your children. I'm the only one who escaped to tell you."
When Job heard this, he tore his clothes and shaved his head because of his great sorrow. He knelt on the ground, then worshipped God and said,
"We bring nothing at birth. We take nothing with us at death. The Lord alone gives and takes. Praise the name of the Lord."
In spite of everything, Job did not sin or accuse God of doing wrong.